Well, today, of course, we want to speak about Jesus, the picture that Jesus gave. We're talking about different pictures that Jesus gives us about himself. And the picture that we are using tonight is the picture of a shepherd. So the main passage that we want to concentrate most of what we want to consider tonight is in the Gospel of John chapter 10 verses 1 to 15 that you can see on the screen. So I'll read that to you. Jesus says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly I say to you, I'm the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I've come that they may have life, that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. For the hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he's a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I'm the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." All right. So let us consider that passage. The verse I want you to consider most is verse 11, because that is the theme of the talk for tonight. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." Now, there are three things that we want to consider tonight about Jesus as a good shepherd. And just the three words. The good shepherd owns his sheep. That's the first thing. He owns the sheep. The next one is the good shepherd calls his own sheep. And the good shepherd leads his own sheep to good pasture. Now, so the first thing that we want to concern ourselves about tonight is the fact that Jesus is, that the good shepherd owns his sheep. He owns the sheep. Jesus was, of course, whenever we read the Bible, we have to remember that when we take a particular passage out of the Bible, there is a context. And we always have to think about just where this occurs. And where this particular passage about the Good Shepherd occurs, we find that Jesus has healed a man who was born blind, and he would not dishonor God by not giving glory to him. He would not say that he was a wicked man like the religious rulers were trying to say that he should, because he had healed him on the Sabbath day. He didn't obey their rules that they had invented. And so Jesus was concerned. This man, by the way, afterwards was thrown out of the synagogue. He means he was like thrown out of the church, he was excommunicated. And so that was a terrible thing for a person to happen, of course, in Israel at the time. Now, Jesus was concerned that these religious leaders were false shepherds and that he himself was the true, the genuine shepherd. So, therefore, Jesus tells us this allegory of the Good Shepherd. He says in verse 1, "Most assuredly I say to you," that means take note of this solemn truth, "he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber, but he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep." So he's saying to these men who had just thrown out the man who had been born blind and had been healed by the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, look, you have no business lording it over my sheep. You are false shepherds. And you have tried your very best to steal my sheep from me. Instead of being sheep keepers, you are sheep stealers. And in verse 11 he says, "I am the true shepherd, not you." So in order to illustrate this, he uses the picture of a sheepfold. Now, what sort of a place was a sheepfold? Well, it was a place where the sheep sheltered, and especially often at night. It was an open area surrounded by a high wall and didn't have a roof. And there was only one doorway through it. And the shepherds would bring in their flocks at night and leave them there with a guard to look after the sheep for the night. And so he was called the doorkeeper. And so verse 3 says, "To him the doorkeeper opens," that is to the owner of the sheep, the doorkeeper opens, "and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out." And so when the owner of the sheep came the next morning, the doorkeeper opens to him because he knows him, because he is the owner of the sheep. He has a right to be there. Now, if you're a thief and you wanted to steal a sheep and you want to have him for dinner, then you would kill him. You would climb over the wall and you would kill the sheep and carry him off. The thief and the robber would not come in through the door. They would sneak over the big stone wall in the dark and carry off a sheep. And so Jesus is telling these religious leaders, look, you have no right to exercise authority over my sheep. And you have no right to have cast out this man out of the synagogue, out of the church, because these are my sheep. And so Jesus uses a picture from the Old Testament. Remember, the Jews knew the Bible well, the Old Testament well, and they would all remember that the Old Testament speaks of a good shepherd. And we read about this in, amongst other places, in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 11, where God says, "Indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out." And so we also know, for instance, the parable of the lost sheep that Jesus taught, where a shepherd had 100 sheep, they were his, and one of his sheep was lost. And he went out looking for that one sheep because it was his. And he didn't want that one sheep to be lost. He owned all the sheep and he wanted them all. And so he went and looked for the sheep and found it. And so there we have here the clear teaching in the Bible that the Lord Jesus here, when he speaks of himself as a good shepherd, speaks of himself as the owner of the sheep. He owns the sheep. So that's the first thing to remember. And the second thing we want to remember about this is that the shepherd calls his own sheep. He calls his own sheep. It says in verse 3, "The sheep hear his voice." It says they know the voice of the shepherd. They're familiar with it. And so it says, he calls his own sheep by name and he leads them out. Remember, they were in a compound and he leads them out. He calls them and he calls them by name and they follow him out. The sheep respond when they hear this familiar voice of the shepherd as he addresses them by their name. So God knows you by name. Of course, he knows everything about us, and he knows us by name, and it is important to realize that. He's concerned about you personally. He's interested in everything about you. And when a person believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is because Christ has called his own sheep. He has called him. He calls him out of the world. He calls him out of resisting him. He calls him out of being an enemy of God. And he calls him to leave everything and follow him, just like he called his disciples. He saw John and James by the seaside, and he calls them, "Follow me," and they left all and they follow him. When Jesus calls us, calls his sheep, they follow him. He calls his own sheep by name. And so when a person believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is because the Lord Jesus has called him. He's called him by name. And so we read in one of the books of the Bible, in Hebrews 3, "Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. And that is actually quoting a passage in the Old Testament. And so he calls his own sheep. Not everyone who listens to a sermon or to a talk like this, or to even a conversation about the Lord Jesus Christ, is actually hearing the voice of the shepherd. Because when the Lord opens your heart to make you obedient to the truth, it is because you are one of the sheep. When you hear his voice, that means that's when the penny drops. Then when suddenly you realize, oh, it's me he's talking about. And so you can say in the words of Psalm 23, from that day forward, the Lord is my shepherd. Not the Lord is a good shepherd, but the Lord is my shepherd. And so he breaks through all our rebellion, all our apathy, all our resistance against having somebody else run our lives. And we recognize that we cannot, as it were, disobey this voice. I'm not saying that you're going to hear voices in the night that call your name. It's not like that. When we believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for our salvation, that is the time when he calls us. And so this is a very intimate thing. He calls you. He calls me. And he's very concerned that we should know about the intimacy of this. He says in verse 7, "Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Now, that might be a little bit difficult for us to grasp, but remember, he's painting a picture. And this picture is not the central one, not the fact that Jesus is the door. The central picture that we have here is the one that he's the shepherd. And in explaining the parable of the shepherd, he also says, now, in explaining it further, I'm telling you, I am the door. You see, this isn't just any shepherd who shepherds his sheep. This is the shepherd who saves his own sheep. And you can't be a sheep unless you enter the fold through him. That's why he calls himself. He says, I want you to understand this new picture now. You have to enter into this fold through me. If you're one of my sheep, you only can enter in one way. You will enter the fold through me. That's how you get my protection. That's how I will be your shepherd. Now, this fact that the Lord Jesus is the only door, there's no other, that he's the only one through which we are saved, is a theme that is repeated over and over in the Bible. And so, he says in Acts 4, the Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, the Apostle Peter says, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." There is no other door into this fold. I am the door of the sheep. He says here in verse 9, "By me, if anyone enters, he will be saved, not by anyone else." Now, what does Jesus mean when he says that he saves the one who enters? Well, he talks about the thief. He says in verse 10, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." So Jesus, the shepherd here, saves their life. He gives them abundant life. And he further explains this in verse 28, which is not part of our passage today, where he says, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." Well, how then does this shepherd save the life of his sheep? Well, we know, we've already sung Psalm 23 tonight, which we will probably realise is the psalm of King David, who was a shepherd before he became a king. And King David, when he was still a shepherd, as he was looking after the sheep, there was a lion, and he killed the lion. And there was a bear, and he killed the bear. So he protected his sheep by killing the lion and by killing the bear, because they wanted to take the sheep. So he protected the sheep. So that's what a shepherd does. He was a good shepherd. But this shepherd is in a class all by himself. He says in verse 14, "I am the good shepherd." Or actually, it actually says in the Bible, "I am the shepherd, the beautiful, the excellent one." Jesus is actually saying, "I am unique. I am the good shepherd." But there's only one owner of the sheep, and there's only one good shepherd. He's not a good shepherd. He was not just a good and faithful shepherd. He is the only original good shepherd. And why is he so unique? Because he says in verse 11, "The good shepherd gives his life for or on behalf of the sheep." Not just in the sense that David protected his sheep. You know, imagine when David had killed his lion, imagine that he hadn't succeeded in killing the lion, but the lion killed him instead. What would have happened to the sheep? Probably would have had them for dinner after he'd finished with David. And so, David, even though he was a good shepherd, he could not give his life on behalf of the sheep. He might die in the attempt to keep them safe, but that was it. But that's not what Jesus is saying here. He says he laid down his life on behalf of the sheep. So they were his because he laid down his life for them. Now, no other shepherd can do that. And he says he gives his sheep eternal life. That is, by dying on their behalf, by taking the punishment which is due for the sins of all those who believe in him. And then we see then Not only is does the good shepherd own the sheep, not only does he call the sheep, but he leads his sheep to good pasture. When he brings out his own sheep, it says in verse 4, he goes before them and his sheep follow him. So not only does the good shepherd choose his sheep for himself and gives his own life for them that they may be saved, he leads his own sheep and they follow him. Of course, only the Lord Jesus could do that because he rose from the dead. When the Lord Jesus died on the cross, that was not the end of him. He gave his life as an offering for our sins, and then he continues to lead us. Now, Peter says to the believers in his day in 1 Peter 2:25, "For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." So Peter's saying here that these believers are like silly sheep that had gone astray. He doesn't say there are a few among you that are a bit silly. They're like silly sheep. No. He's saying, I was like that. I was like that. You were like that. You were all like that, like sheep going astray. And Isaiah in the Old Testament says the same thing. He says in Isaiah 53 verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. In other words, we've all been stupid because sheep are stupid. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. All we. And that means Isaiah himself too. There's nobody excluded. And look, let's face it, sheep are pretty stupid. Now, if you're driving in a place where there are no fences and you come across a flock of sheep, the silly sheep will run in front of your car instead of away from it because they do not have much sense. And they can't survive by themselves. They need to be looked after. And everyone who hears the voice of this shepherd obeys the overseer of his soul. Remember Peter said that he said to these believers, you have returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your soul. The one who will lead you all the way through till you stand before him perfect in heaven, cleansed from all your sins. He's the overseer of your soul. So it's not just a one sudden event. Christianity is not just a fire escape. Yes, Jesus, the good shepherd, shed his own blood for his sheep, and he calls them individually by name through the gospel and the work of the Holy Spirit in their hearts. But then the Bible says that he saves his sheep for a reason, that they might follow him. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now, in Australia, we don't think in terms of sheep following anybody. Sheep don't follow the shepherd. They are driven by dogs and by horses and by motorbikes and, yes, by people, but they don't follow. They run away and they go where you want them to run. But in the Middle East, it's not like that. The sheep follow the shepherd and they have a personal relationship to the shepherd. And so every shepherd knew his flock thoroughly. And so in the morning he would come to the fold and the doorkeeper would let him in. And there might be a whole lot of sheep in the fold, not belonging to the shepherd if this was out in the open country. Because this is a fold we're talking about here, a place to keep the sheep. Later on, Jesus talks about his own flock, but here we're talking about the fold. That is where all the sheep were in, gathered together. And he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out, and he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and his sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And so, all the sheep just follow their own shepherd out because they know his voice. God says to every individual believer, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Christianity is an intensely personal thing. But if you are one of Jesus' sheep, then he has saved you for a purpose. He means you to follow him. And so Jesus says to his followers in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. All Jesus' sheep are to glorify the one who called them every day of their lives. Jesus says in verse 9, if anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. And in verse 10, he says that they might have abundant life. And so if you enter in through trusting this shepherd, you will then be able to say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, yet I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Jesus says in verse 27 of John 10, my sheep, hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Now the Bible says, look, if today you've heard his voice, if you've heard him calling you, then do not harden your heart. Do not resist him. When you do receive, listen to that voice and follow him and receive the Lord Jesus Christ and he's your Savior, then he is the one that you follow the rest of your life, and you will know what it's like to be led by him into green pastures in a life of service for him that leads on to be in his presence forever.